Hi, I'm Andy Jervis and this is Chesterton House Radio. A year or two ago, my coach, John Dashfield, introduced me to the work of Steve Chandler. Steve is a very interesting guy and I've learned a lot from him over the last couple of years. He's a coach's coach. In other words, he works with other people in the coaching field to teach them how to be more successful. He's also written some books which describe how to run your life in a more effective and efficient way. But the difference with Steve's books is that they're not how-to manuals. They're about coming from the heart. They're about the core principles of creativity and giving, which is where wealth starts. And most people have that back to front. Steve Chandler said something in one of his books that I was reading the other day. He said, "Money is a reflection of love and service." And that made me think. Money is a reflection of love and service. Now that sounds a bit out there to those of us who are grounded in numbers and facts and data and consider ourselves a bit more practical. But actually there's a huge amount behind that sentence. The reason why that particular phrase resonated with me was because I read it shortly after I'd had quite a discussion with a lady who just absolutely fits that description. She's, on the face of it, done pretty well in life. She's made quite a return. But most importantly, what she's done is given a huge amount. She creates jewellery. And the jewellery that she creates is undoubtedly an act of love. Because when she picks up these pieces that she's made, she describes them not just in terms of the piece and where it came from and where that particular stone is mined and the conditions that pertain to the place where it came from, but she'll tell you the history of who's owned this particular piece and why it was made. And in the company that I was in, there were people who had purchased items from her. What was fascinating to me was that she wanted those people to remind everyone of their backstory, how that piece came to be created, why it was important to them, and the significance of the work that she'd done, and the relationship, and the imagery or the connection, the reason why that piece was made in that way. That's a huge world of difference away from the average jeweller who just sells stuff. But it's a message that all of us can take into our working lives. Are you passionate about what you do? Do you create things that other people really value? Do you understand the backstory? Do you care about the backstory? Because when you do, when you invest the work that you do with that level of passion and interest and understanding, it comes alive. And when it comes alive, people want to buy it from you. Creating wealth is a reflection of love and service. And it's fascinating to meet someone who embodies that in the flesh.